The tanker Castor and her sister ship Pollux were built at the mechanical workshops of Kokoms in Malmö. At the time of her delivery in 1928, she was the largest tanker ever built in Sweden. Castor had a dramatic life. In 1931, she caught fire in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Both the engine room and the stern were completely destroyed, and the ship had to be towed, via Lisbon, to Gothenburg for repairs. In 1939, she was requisitioned by the Swedish government for oil transport between the USA and Sweden. At the time of Germany's attack on Norway on the 9th of April, 1940, Castor was in the Atlantic bound for Gothenburg with a full cargo of oil. She received new orders to proceed to Lisbon, where she was to meet up with four destroyers purchased by the Swedish government from Italy. The so-called Italian destroyers were now en route to Sweden, but needed to be refueled in Lisbon. Castor met up with them in Lisbon, and their voyage to Sweden was resumed. When they made a short stop in the Faroe Islands, a number of British warships arrived on the scene. The English demanded access to the ships, fearing that the now Swedish destroyers would fall into German hands. The crews of the Swedish vessels were forced to transfer to the passenger ship Patricia. After extensive diplomatic negotiations, the destroyers were finally returned to Sweden, and the journey continued. On the 10th of July, the tiny convoy finally reached Gothenburg Harbor. Castor continued to operate in the so-called Gothenburg Traffic, or Safe Conduct Traffic Area. That is, she supplied Sweden with oil from outside war-torn Europe under the terms of a special wartime treaty. In March 1941, Castor was on her way across the Atlantic Ocean, fully loaded and bound for Gothenburg. Suddenly, she was struck by a torpedo. It hit the tanker midship, and her cargo of oil exploded. The crew managed to launch some lifeboats, and 21 men escaped from the burning ship. The Castor burnt for 3 days. When the fire finally died on the third day, she was still afloat. The crew was able to return on board to collect supplies, which they certainly needed. The survivors spent 22 days in lifeboats before they were finally rescued. Today, we know that Castor was sunk by the German submarine U-46. Her captain, Engelbert Endress, was extremely successful. He managed to sink 22 freighters, 6 of them Swedish, before U-46 was sunk by a British warship in December 1941. Engelbert and his whole crew went down with her. The model was built in 1929, and it's a real work of art. Some of the details, such as the ventilators and the windlass, have been silver-plated. The model was presented to the museum just after the real vessel sunk. The U-46 and the torpedo were ordered especially for this exhibit, and on the same scale as the tanker, at 1 to 100.